Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Wally Bach is here, too. Wally is one of the two remaining Brain Trust members from 1997. That's right, the previous millennia, way back. You could say he's from the Wayback Machine, almost way back as I am. He's... Wally has I've known Wally a long time, and I've watched him evolve into an ever more increasingly important voice in my life, and as well as others. And these days, he's helping people get their voice out by helping them write books. And he joins us from time to time now and talks to us about things that he sees that we need to know about. Wally, welcome back.
21 years,
more than that. Amazing. Now we've already tipped over into your 22nd year. You and me both. How about that?
Well, you know, when
it's like a dream. It's like a dream come true for you,
time,
isn't it, Wally?
The big thing was that you were one of the pioneers of internet radio.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we look back on that now and we think, well, look, you know, everybody's doing it. Yeah, but everybody wasn't doing it then.
No, nobody was.
And When they did do it, they had to say, wonder what Jim Blasingame's done.
Well, of course, the thing that helped me do it a little, you know, kind of quietly was I was already on terrestrial radio for a couple of months when we started doing our simulcast. That was the thing that was first was a simulcast. In those days there was no pure internet radio. There was radio.
That's true.
Yeah. It was radio, and then we added a simulcast, and then before there was even internet radio, we added podcasting. We turn our segments into separate digital offerings, and we had dinner with a couple a while back, and they said, you know, we're really into podcasts. Y'all know about that? My wife said, he invented that.
points for Devana.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, it's good to have you here, Wally, as always. I couldn't have done this all these years without you. And folks, what you don't know, and if you read my books, you'll find Wally's name in almost all of them from the standpoint of acknowledgments. He's been a great resource for me and a great friend. He's a good man, as they say. Wally, one of the things I know you have on your mind today is a new book called Atomic Habits. And I was thinking about, as I was looking over the material and everything, I was thinking, you know, you heard the term, you are what you eat. I think another way to say that would be, you are what you repeatedly do.
Yeah, exactly.
Whether that's sleep enough or not too much, or read enough or not enough, or eat too much or not enough, or whatever, you are what you do repeatedly. So what do you do repeatedly?
Well, as the way James Clear, the author of Atomic Habits, which is the book I wanted to talk about, the way he puts it is pay attention to your systems more than your goals, because goals are aspirational. Systems are what you do every day to make them happen.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I really like about his book, I mean, I've been tracking my own productivity now for 60 years. And I got 10 years on the current system. Then I can go back and look. And from that perspective, what he's offering or putting out in the book is very practical. Now, there's a lot of good books on habits. I mean, Covey's is probably the most famous.
Right.
Charles
Duhigg
did a book a couple
Seven
years
Habits
ago.
Of Highly Effective People.
Right.
Covey.
And Charles Duhigg did a book about habits a few years ago, and it was a bestseller. This one is the best from my perspective, and I think for small business people, because it's just practical. It's here's how you do this. Here's four things to look at with each habit. Here's if you want to do, you want to form that habit, you do these one way. If you want to get rid of the habit, you do it the other way.
Mm-hmm.
And he incorporates all of the stuff that other people have written about and gives them credit,
mm-hmm.
which I, as an author, really like.
That's,
you know,
well, that's
really
important. That's the honest thing to do. That's the ethical thing to do, of course.
But it's about as good a book. I mean, when I wrote my review, I asked as the opening question, why do we need another book about habits? I mean, there's put habit into Amazon and you get like 40,000 responses.
Right.
But I think the reason to look at this one is it's practical, it's clear and readable with a solid system that you can use, and it also incorporates a lot of things you don't see in other habit books.
Mm-hmm.
For example, habit stacking is its own little book. He talks about habit stacking.
Tell us about that.
He talks about
what is habit stacking?
Habit stacking is basically I brush my teeth every morning, and I want to remember to take my vitamins,
mm-hmm.
so I create the habit of when I brush my teeth, then I take my vitamins.
They're all in the proximity. I don't have to move. I can do all those while I'm standing there.
That's it. But the habit stacking principle is I've already got one habit going.
Right.
And the easiest way for me to get a new habit started is to hook it to something.
Associate with it. Yeah, I do. I have many things like that that I do. But I didn't know that I was stacking.
Yeah, and most of them.
I didn't know I was stacking them, though.
No, you didn't.
I thought I was gaggling them. I didn't know I was stacking them.
But most of us, I mean, most of the people that I know who are successful at any level know most of the basics that are here. So if you're already, dear listener out there, if you're already paying attention to your systems and how you do stuff and how you get more productive, this is a way to pull it all together,
mm-hmm.
and to look at both the principles and the practicality.
I think it's handy to give things a name and name them. What he's done,
yes,
is he's taken, it seems to me, what I've seen of his book, he's taken behaviors and put them together and given them that behavior a name. Putting those together, giving those like a brand, because I do think that's important. We see that when you're selling services, if you put services
right.
together and give them a name, now you got a product, and you can sell that. And it sounds to me that's what he's done. We're going to come back after the break and talk some more about Atomic Habits. The book is by James Clear. The reviewer is our good friend Wally Bach. He's the best, as you know. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.